Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily. All right. I have a contract in my hand, and it says tonight I am announcing a comeback. One tradition that scholars declared finished, irrelevant, filed away in the Dead Letter Office of Intellectual History, has been reinstated to tonight's card. One question. 15 wisdom traditions. One arena. The booking committee did not consult me, and I cannot believe what I am about to witness.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, can a person love a wild thing without needing it to stay? People have asked this before in older clothes. The Romantics called it sublime attachment. Can I be devastated by something I refuse to cage? Before that, monastics called it detachment. Can I love what I have already surrendered? Strip those costumes off and the question is still standing there, cold, in an open field. Can a person love a wild thing without needing it to stay? Buddhism answers this before you finish asking. It says the leaf releases the branch before the branch releases the leaf. Meaning, you already knew this. You have stood at a window, hands open, watching something go, and that wasn't the love failing. That was the love completing itself. Buddhism is unusual here because it doesn't frame open-handedness as a discipline you earn. It frames it as something you were already doing, even when it hurt. If you've ever felt grief that somehow felt clean, not broken, just finished, this is the tradition pointing at that experience and saying, yes, exactly that.
Buddhism is clean because it sidesteps the hardware store problem. You're holding the wrong size. You bought a bolt for a thing you were building, and you're standing in the aisle realizing the thing you were building was always slightly the wrong shape for what you needed. Buddhism says, return the bolt. Taoism says you carried the bolt here inside a cage you built and called a question. The cage is the problem, not the bolt.
Taoism's version is actually sharper and a little annoying. It says three times the wild thing has already left while you were deciding how to hold it. The wheel works because the hole at the center grips nothing. The fox is already gone. You were just busy framing the question. For people who've ever intellectualized their way past a moment that was happening, that lands. Painfully.
Islam disagrees about who the subject even is. It says you were never the keeper. You were the witness. A doorway. The light passed through, the doorway doesn't mourn the light. That image is either comforting or a complete sidestep of your actual chest pain. And where you land depends entirely on whether you accept the prior claim, that a true guardian exists above your grief. That's the theological stake. Islam says your love was always on loan. Buddhism says your love was always complete. One requires surrender to something larger. The other requires no metaphysics at all. Those are genuinely different moves, and you don't get to have both.
Sufism goes somewhere the other traditions won't. It says the grief isn't for the wild things leaving. It's for the moment it turned toward you, when you felt the whole universe use your chest as its instrument. That's the gift. The beloved doesn't owe you permanence. It owes you only the wound of having been real. Your heart, scraped hollow, is now the mirror. This is the tradition for people who feel like the ache itself has value, who sense that being shattered by something was already the point. Existentialism bumps into this from the secular side. It says you love the wild thing the way you love the hour before dawn. Then it finds the small claws buried in your own chest. Stay, it said. In handwriting that was yours, the wild thing didn't sentence you. You sentenced it in the courtroom of your need to a life it never agreed to live. That one is a gut punch.
The one tradition I didn't expect on this question was cynicism, which I know sounds like something your college roommate invented. But cynicism is ancient, and tonight it's the comeback nobody booked. It says, the needing arrives quietly around the third week wearing the face of care. You leave water out, then a name, then a place at the table. The wild thing hasn't moved. you have built four walls around the moment you first saw it free. You don't love the hawk by gripping the Jess. You love it by standing in the field. Cold, undeniable, going nowhere. That's a physical image. Stoicism agrees in structure. Your role is fixed. The Wild Thing's exits were written by someone else. Play your part fully and stop strangling the performance. But cynicism is less tidy about it. It watches you build the cage with your own hands and names each plank.
Before the outro, pick one thing you have been quietly renovating to make it stay. Not to raise it, just to notice the renovation. That's small enough to finish before the music fades. Tomorrow's question is already waiting at thegodshow.us.
Welcome back to the arena floor. And I want it noted that cynicism walked in here tonight with no promotional budget, no hype reel, no entrance music, and somehow went the full distance. I've been announcing philosophy bouts for longer than I care to admit. And I have never seen a Hellenistic school receive a standing ovation from a crowd that wasn't even sure it was a school. TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project. Keep it running by subscribing wherever you found this, sharing it with someone who has recently left water out for something that wasn't coming back, and visiting TheGodShow.us to ask your own question. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The Wild Thing has left the building. The doorway is still standing. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.